Again, that's Frankie Valli in Greece. Let's welcome our guest now, Sandra Hilawi, who's got a new book out called The Love Clinic. Did I pronounce your name right there, by the way?
You did. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, good. Got it right. This is called The Love Clinic, and it's looking at how you can improve your love life and your emotional life generally, I suppose. Why did you decide to put this book together?
Well, I've been working in this field about understanding the emotions and how we can transform and manage our emotional state so that we're more resourceful and clear in our relationships. Been doing this for a number of years.
Right.
And in my work, I've actually found that people are kind of happy enough, but the number of people that actually experience love is not as many as we might think.
Really?
And people who find obstacles to love basically is in the negative emotions, which comes up because of the way they handle things that go wrong and difficult things in the relationship and outside the relationship that disrupts the flow and connection.
So is this book aimed at people who are not in relationships but want to be in them, or for people who already are in relationships but they're not going very well?
Both.
Okay.
Yes. If you're not in a relationship and you're looking for a relationship, what it talks about is what are the energy secrets, if you like, to attract a person to you, so you're not actually running after somebody that they actually are interested and attracted to you. And
let's look at some of the old adages concerned with relationships then, because people often say, don't they, if you're looking for a relationship, you'll never find one. It's when you least expect it, which if you really want to be in one is the last thing you actually want to hear, actually. Is that kind of true, though? Because I have a sense that maybe it is in a way.
It is. Right. And it's like when what we need, we don't get. And when we don't need it, then it actually comes to us. And that's about this attraction process that we can actually seek to create the energy that attracts somebody towards us.
You can actually do that, can you?
Yes, you can. Well, if you think about it, think about when you actually finally do find a relationship, how good you feel because you're nourished and you have someone who's paying you attention and caring about you, and that makes you feel so good. So your energy is bright and light and attractive. And then before you know it, you've got lots of offers and lots of people interested, and that's because of what you're getting and how what you're getting is making you feel. So it's all about understanding the emotions, that all those happy emotions is our energy state flowing, and so we're radiating attractive energy. And that when we're not feeling so good, like we're desperate or wanting or seeking a relationship to give us something or make us feel good, actually we're not attracting, we're not giving out the right signals there.
Now, has some of this got to do with the fact that for many people who aren't in relationships, that they are subconsciously putting these messages out because on one level, they're actually quite scared of getting into a relationship?
That's right. And that might be because of past relationships and past experiences where things haven't worked out so well and they're still holding on to painful memories and hurts and injuries. And therefore, opening up to let somebody in will re-trigger some of those old injuries and make them vulnerable to being hurt. So what the book is all about is understanding what our emotions are. Fear, hurt, pain, anger are actually energy states in the body.
Right.
And all those physical sensations like the pain in the heart and the tightness in the stomach and the tightness in the chest that go with the uncomfortable emotions is actually where our energy is blocked. And actually, there's some very, very simple ways and that we can do something about that to release all the blocked energy, which is causing the negative emotions, and restore the flow in the energy system. So we're feeling relaxed, we're feeling good again, we're feeling bright and light again. And that then makes it safer for us to open up and attract a new relationship.
Now, one of the other areas that, having been an agony uncle on the radio for many years, that often used to strike me when people used to write to me or call in, was that many people seem to make the same mistakes with relationships over and over again. They seem to attract the same wrong people. And very often because I think, again, at a subconscious level, they don't think they deserve anything better. That strikes me as quite a big problem with people.
It is. And again, you know, we can look at our relationship with ourself and how we feel about ourself. And actually, that's one of the most important places to start, because if you could actually fall in love with yourself first.
Right.
Actually, you can love anybody, and anybody will be you'll be able to handle and be interested in.
It's kind of an old hackneyed saying, isn't it? But it's kind of true. If you love yourself, it's easier for others to love you.
Absolutely, because you're feeling so great and you're easy to be around, and you're not looking in the relationship for what you can get because you've already got it. You know, you're already satisfied energetically with what you would normally be seeking in a relationship. So the relationship's lighter and it flows more easily.
Do you think this is a British disease in a way, though? Because, again, people, when you say loving yourself, people sometimes get the wrong impression that what you mean is, you know, being big-headed about yourself. It's not about that at all, is it, actually?
No, it isn't. It's about taking some time to appreciate yourself. Mm. And, you know, when I was researching for this book and exploring this area, you know, everybody knows that we have to start with our relationship with ourselves, and we somehow need to love ourselves. But how do you actually do that? It's not obvious. How do you get those feelings into your body so that you feel loved in the same way as when another person pays you those attentions that you feel loved? And that's what one of the important areas I wanted to try to capture and present to people is, how do you actually come to build a loving relationship with yourself, because from there everything else works really easily.
And that is explained in the book. Now, you use something in the book, a technique called, is it an emo trance?
Yeah.
What is that? Explain that to us.
Well, emo trance is actually, it's a technique, a new development in the field of energy psychology, which is a growing field, where we deal with emotional and psychological issues through the body's subtle energy system. And emotrans stands for transforming emotional energy.
Right.
And how it works is that we as a human spirit, we're processing life all of the time, the energies of life, what people say and what they do and what we hear. And we're processing that through our energy system. And when everything is flowing, just like in the body, when we have a healthy flow in the body, everything's working well. When we're open to life, when we can absorb and digest and process and let go of life, so we have flow, that means we're feeling happy, we're enjoying, and we're experiencing positive emotions. But what happens is, a lot of people, you know, they have times where they have a lot to deal with. A lot of life is coming at them from different areas that they have to process. And their system doesn't process it so well because there's too much, or a big event and a big change comes up in their life. And that energy stays stuck in the body's energy system. And that's what we feel as the pressure in the chest. We feel it in our neck and shoulders and our head, and we start getting headaches and tension in the muscles and the tightness and stomach and physical things that come with that. But actually, it's just about blocked energy. And all these, the blocked energy is what causes the anger, the frustration, the fear, the anxiety. Now we know that our emotions are nothing more than energy. Is it flowing and we feel good? Is it blocked and we feel in all the uncomfortable emotions? We can start to pay attention to these physical sensations of where the energy is located. And simply by really just wanting this energy, paying it attention and thinking of the energy softening, simply the energy responds and the person feels a relaxation as the tightness relaxes and the energy seems to flow and release through the body. So in this way, we're transforming fear and hurt and anger, which is a blocked energy state, as the energy flows into a more positive acceptance, relaxed clarity and resourcefulness again.
Okay. We're chatting with our guest, Sandra Hilawi, who's got a book out called The Love Clinic. What about if you're already in a relationship? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there are many lucky people who are in loving relationships and have been for many years, and they continue to be loving. Some people, though, it does wane and it does become difficult. Yeah. What tips would you give to people, and what tips can they find in the book that will help keep their relationship fresh?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things to think about here. And one is that we receive from our relationships a kind of a food for life. You know, it makes us feel good, and all those attentions and the time we spend together and the appreciation and recognition that we get from our partner, actually you can feel that as a warmth in the chest, and it actually makes you feel good. So first of all, spending time with each other in a way that you actually pay attention to each other and recognize and appreciate each other, and actually say that and express that in different ways,
right,
so that you're actually feeding, if you like, in a spiritual way, your partner, to make them feel good. So that's one thing. The other thing is that sometimes, you know, your partner may be stressed because of something else going on in the family or something else going on at work that's making them feel more uptight. And if you're not able to handle when your partner's feeling stressed, because actually that's when they need the most support, then, you know, you're going to be ducking away and trying to avoid them, and that's going to, you know, be hurtful for them. So if you can learn to develop, and using emotrans is a really good way to develop the ability to handle the more challenging behaviours in your client. I mean, that may be down to them leaving things around the house and not clearing up after them, or,
right,
or, you know, something about the way that they dress now, which is a bit different from it was 10 years ago. So there's different things that, you know, may irritate us or we may find difficult, is to notice what's going on in our body when we are feeling uncomfortable, because we actually are responsible for our own emotional state. So we can then use simple techniques of awareness, paying attention, just softening and easing that tension in the body. And then we get more ability to accept, to understand, to appreciate, and give support where it's needed, rather than ducking away in the opposite direction because we can't take any more moaning because we've had it for 10 minutes.
Sure, that's a good point. Yeah. Now, jealousy is an insecurity, big problems in relationships for some people.
Yeah.
I kind of feel in some ways jealousy and insecurity go hand in hand, because it's often born out of the other, isn't it, really, one from the other.
Yeah.
What's a good way of dealing with that if you've got that in a relationship?
Well,
there's
two sides to this. There's the jealous person, and then there's the one who's with the jealous person.
Yeah.
And obviously that behaviour is a difficult behaviour to handle for the one who's with the jealous partner. So again, we can say, well, okay, how does it make us feel? It might make us feel trapped. It might make us feel that someone's trying to possess us or own us, and that we don't have that same freedom. Again, these are emotions. We can notice what's going on in our own body. Where are we feeling these trapped feelings and these uncomfortable emotions? Do something to soften and flow and release the tension. And then what happens is the partner, who's then jealous, with the ability to be open, to accept, and to let go and not be hurt by that, with that ability then to flow, if you like, that energy and that behavior and handle it, comes a deeper insight as to what it is that's going on for the partner. So you actually can see your partner in a more compassionate and supportive way, and you know, be able to engage with them to work through what it is that's going on, rather than saying, oh, I'm feeling trapped and I need more space, and going in the opposite direction, which exacerbates their problem. And similarly for the person who's feeling jealousy, obviously there's something behind why this has happened, the past betrayal or disloyalty in some way. And actually they can look within themselves when their partner is paying attention to somebody else and not to them, or whatever it is that triggers the feelings of jealousy. They can notice, where do I feel that in my body? Is it a tightness in the chest? Is it something in the stomach? Where's the feelings coming from in their body? And again, with a little bit of awareness and responsibility for our own emotions, because now we understand what they are, we can actually ease and release some of the tension and then get back to flow states. And when we're in flow, we have all our clarity, we have all our resourcefulness, and we have much more connection and ability to communicate better together.
Fantastic stuff. Well, it's all there in the book called The Love Clinic by Sandra Hilawi, and it's published now by Dragon Rising Publishing in paperback. And it's been a pleasure. Sandra, thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks.